It is found in John 3:16. Verse says that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believed in him should not perish but have everlasting life. That verse has 25 words in it. The center word in that verse is the word Son, and it refers to Jesus Christ. The first half of that verse is all about God. The second half of that verse is all about us. You know, God has a Christmas list, and there's three things that I want you to remember about his list based on this verse. Number one, your name is on that list. He has a personal list, and God has me on that list, and he has you on that list. The Bible says, for God so loved the world. You know who the world is? That's you. That's me. And so, humanity, God so loved the world. And you know, God loves us just the way that we are. What it says to us is this, that we matter to God. You're on that list. Number two, what this list says is this, that God wants to keep us in his continuous love. You know, God loves us, and his love for us, as the Bible says in Jeremiah, is an everlasting love. He has loved us with an everlasting love. You know, we don't know, as far as the tradition of the Christmas tree, where that first began. Tradition tells us that it began with a preacher in Germany by the name of Martin Luther back in the 16th century. That he was the first person who brought a Christmas tree inside his house and put candles on it, and so that began the tradition of the Christmas tree. During the American Revolution, when some people from Germany came to help us fight in the American Revolution, they say that's where the tradition dates back in America for Christmas trees. But I want you to know this, that God had a Christmas tree before Martin Luther ever thought about it. And you know what that tree was? That tree was the cross. The Bible says, for God so loved. And what that says to us is that his love for us is a continuous love. Number three, the third thing we should never forget about Christmas and about God's Christmas list is this, that he wants you and he wants me to receive that gift. You know what the gift of God is at Christmas time? It's the gift of his Son, Jesus Christ, who came into the world. But when we receive that gift of Christ, the Bible calls that eternal life. And that's the greatest gift that anyone could ever receive. The gift of eternal life. In the book of John, the Bible tells us this, that eternal life is this, to know Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who he sent into the world to die on the cross for our sins. That's the greatest gift that anyone could ever receive. You know, at Christmas time, we have our list. At Christmas time, we usually put up a tree. And at Christmas time, we usually exchange gifts. The greatest gift that's ever given was Jesus Christ when he came and died on the cross for us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. This Christmas season, make sure that you receive that gift. Know that you have that gift, and trust Christ. Would you do that? I'm going to lead us in a prayer. The praise team is going to come, and they're going to close today with our closing chorus. But just bow your heads, and let's pray together. And praise team, would you come, please? Father, we just thank you today for the greatest gift that's ever been given. That's the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you that you do have a list. There are names on that list. You love the world. You love each and every person. It may be that we think that no one cares and we really don't matter. But God, you do care and we matter to you. You sent your Son into the world to demonstrate your love to us. As the Bible says, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ came into the world to die for us. And we thank you for that. We thank you for the gift of your Son. We thank you for the gift of eternal life. And I pray that everyone would receive the gift of eternal life, the greatest gift that's ever been given, the gift of Jesus Christ. May each of us leave here today with your peace and with your grace and with the gift of eternal life in our hearts. In your name we pray. Amen. Let's stand together, please, for our closing chorus.